Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, it is nearly Valentine's Day, and if music is the food of love, play on, someone famous once said. I think it was Shakespeare, wasn't it? Well, that's certainly the idea behind the VIP project, which is being run by musician, blind musician, Nikki Kelly. And the great news is it's open to you as well. Listen out for more details on that in a moment. But first, let's hear from Safiya Asif, who has spoken to Nikki this week to find out more about the project.
That I'm not good enough. You claim that I won't go far. Well, I say that I'll never give up. Nothing you can do can keep me down, down. I'll show you what I'm made of. I'll show you what I'm made of.
So, Nikki, thanks very much for joining us on the Weekly Connect today. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Would you like to just tell our listeners a little bit about your VIP workshop, which is based in Birmingham?
Yes, that's right. The VIP workshop and project is a series of songwriting and performance workshops delivered by singer-songwriters that are successful and established in the industry today. And it's for visually impaired people aged 18 to 35.
So tell us a little bit about how this came about and then the process that you went through in order to set it up.
So in terms of the sight loss, I was 22 and going through a really deep depression, and I was always passionate about music, and, you know, I was just listening to music as I did every day. When I was feeling really, really depressed one day, I was playing some music and this song came on that really affected me at that moment. And more or less straight away, I decided to write down how I felt. And when I wrote that down, I found that was quite relieving of the feelings that I had. And so after that, I just kept writing poems. Then the poems would evolve into songs. And then I couldn't play an instrument at that point. So then as I wanted to be able to do everything, I decided to start learning to play the piano and keyboard. And then eventually they became songs, and yeah, I'm now a singer-songwriter.
And do you perform yourself?
Yes, yeah, I perform at quite a few open mics in Birmingham and in London, and I accompany myself either on piano or guitar.
And how did you meet and start working with the other contributors to these workshops?
I'm actually a massive fan of Fiona's music, and I discovered her music back in 2014, and for lack of a better description, I quietly stalked her. She was really lovely and we got on, and I told her about my idea for the project and asked if she wanted to be on board, and she was like, yeah, definitely, and so she's now part of that. And as for Dan, I've known him for a good few years, and he used to run, well, he still does run, a songwriting circle for all, basically, and I went to that, and through that me and Dan became really good friends. And yeah, and so that's how I got him on board. And again, Michael Clark, we've been really good friends. We've done a lot of music work together in terms of music production and some co-writing for artists together. And so yeah, he was on board as well.
When did the idea of running this workshop come to you?
I was at a RNIB event, and there was this one particular woman who didn't work for RNIB, but she was saying that there's a lot of children that she works with who are like teenagers, and they want to pursue music but feel so isolated, and they end up getting depressed and going through the mental health service, and I just can't sit here and not try to help. So initially I've done this project to start for 18-year-olds, and if it's successful we want to go for younger audiences as well. As I applied through Arts Council, you literally have to put forward a budget and say what every single penny is going to be on. They want to know the venues, everything. So it took 6 or 9 months to get the whole thing together, get it submitted, and also get the funding and the agreement from Arts Council. So it's been a very long process, but it really feels worth it.
So when you were applying with the Arts Council, did you find that they were easy to work with?
Yeah, the Arts Council were absolutely brilliant. They were so, so supportive. Like at the stage where I decided I'm going to put in an application to Arts Council, I phoned them up and they informed me that I can have a support worker during the application process, and even if I'm not going to be successful. So I was able to have a support worker help me fill in the form, because they have an online portal that's quite difficult to use. And, you know, if I had any questions or if my support worker had any questions, they were so giving with their time and explanations. They were brilliant. I can't fault them. And obviously I love them even more because they gave me the grant. So.
Well, I mean, they must have been impressed with the proposal that you'd put together. They must have felt that it was meeting a need within the community in order to be able to fund it. So you have how many places available?
We have 8. All you have to be is 18 to 35 and be visually impaired and be passionate about music. You don't have to play an instrument. You don't need to be able to sing. You know, this isn't a course on how to write a hit or how to be a singer-songwriter. It's just about getting that creativity out of people and giving them the forum to express it and perform it. You know, you don't have to be a seasoned professional. You can be an absolute beginner.
So people who apply for these workshops will get an opportunity to perform?
Yes, they will. So we'll select 8 successful applicants, and on the 10th of May, we will have a live gig at a place called MAC in Birmingham, which is the Midlands Arts Centre. And the artists will perform, so it'll be myself, Dan, Michael and Fiona, and also all the participants will perform an original song as well. And if they don't feel comfortable performing, they can either play a recording, and if they can't play an instrument, one of us or all of us will play for them so that they can sing or do whatever they're for, and even if it's just a musical piece.
So there'll be an element of performance then for the candidates who are successful?
Yes, yes. There'll be a performance in the main theatre, which I'm really, really excited about. Me, Dan, Michael or Fiona will also accompany them if that's what they want. We'll do whatever we can for them to ensure that they play one of their songs in some capacity on that night.
Nikki, it sounds like such a fantastic initiative. Well done for getting it off the ground. It must have been an amazing sense of achievement just to even get this far.
Thank you. Yeah, it does really feel like one sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, you know, get a little bit nervous. And also, as Fiona is one of my favourite artists, and it's really going to be the first time she's really seen me perform on that night. So it feels like the stakes are really high for many reasons. And I just really want the participants to get so much out of it and enjoy it and just be creative and enjoy the experience.
Best of luck with all of it. I'm sure it will be a fantastic night and certainly memorable for everybody who's going to be involved in it. Thanks so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll show you what I'm made of. I'll show you what I'm made of. I'll show you.
Well, if you'd like to show them what you're made of, then go to the VIP Project website. The website address is all the W's, theVIPproject.com. The dates for applying and the workshop are on the website. Also, it's good to know they're offering some help towards travelling costs, and the details for all of the artists who are supporting this are also on the website. That address again is theVIPproject.com.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.